This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Oriental bittersweet is something many of us have used for years in festive creations. It's also obnoxious. This invasive weed will literally take over any native plants, smothering them. Now, as you prepare for the winter holidays with festive decorations and good cheer, be on the lookout for this devastating forest killer. Yeah, makes you all warm and fuzzy inside, doesn't it? Sorry, but this vine is at the top of the hit list for most states. Oriental bittersweet is an ecological threat to forests, grasslands, and parks. The vines twine around trees, girdling them in a snake-like fashion. Go to gardenbite.com for pictures and more information. Though it prefers forest edges and sunlight, oriental bittersweet can grow in forest understories, eventually reaching forest canopies, shading the trees and understory, and preventing native plant species from flourishing. Infestations can become so thick that wildlife, such as deer, can have difficulty navigating through wooded areas filled with it. Oriental bittersweet is an attractive vine that's been used in holiday decorations and other crafting items for years because of the beautiful fruiting branches, which have red berries and yellow fruit capsules spread all along the stem. However, these same persistent berries that make wreaths delightfully charming easily spread the seed of this terrible invasive. This is not our native American bittersweet. Yes, it may be prettier, but it doesn't belong here because it doesn't play well with other native plants. The seeds of oriental bittersweet are easily dispersed and are commonly spread when birds eat the fruit or people dispose of craft or floral arrangements in compost and brush heaps. Reproduction also occurs through vegetative root suckering. I'll have pictures and lots more information on gardenbite.com. Brought to the U.S. in 1879, it was sold in garden centers up until 2010. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.